was kind of weird that Tomlin didn't just want to come out and say Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback. I do think that is the him toying with the media in a playful manner thing. Should I read more into that?
Like he's keeping the Giants on their heels. They don't know whether to expect Justin Fields, baby.
What a difference that made in that game against the Jets. The Jets' game plan, you could tell, was just completely designed to stop Justin Fields, and that fast one put them back on their heels big time. I think a little bit of it is keeping Fields engaged. I don't think that Fields has any delusions of grandeur where he thinks if he has a great week of practice, he's going to get substantial playing time. But I think Mike is trying to have his cake and eat it too. He's trying to have the best of both worlds. He's trying to have Russell Wilson locked in at the starter, but at the same time have Fields. It's one thing for Fields to say that he prepares for like the starter every week, but if he knows that he's been completely cut out of this whole thing and it's going to take a Russ injury or Russ playing poo-poo.
No, you just said it right there, though. I do think that he's trying to keep Fields engaged, although I think Fields deserves the benefit of the doubt that he would stay engaged on his own because we've never heard that he's anything but the consummate pro and teammate. But I think Mike, in the back of his mind, might think, like, Russ is 35. He had an injury that happened once, then got re-aggravated and kept him out for this amount of time. I have to make sure my backup quarterback, who got me to 4-2, is focused because there is definitely a real chance I will need to call on him because of injury, not because of performance, injury. And I think in that sense, it is smart business by Mike.
Do you think that there should be a cameo appearance or there should be a change of pace package for Fields in this game and beyond?
No,
you don't.
No, because like you just put up 400 plus, you put up 37 points. If you take away the...
Well, not 400 plus, almost 400. 390, I think it was.
Really? Because the game stats right after it ended said 409, I think.
Oh, did they?
I thought they were up above 400.
Maybe you're right. So they went over the Matt Canada number. All right, I'll take your word for it, Malzi.
Well, anyway, yeah, 409. I was right. For all of us Penn Staters, that's a very important number, Pony.
That's Joe Paterno's win number before they
vacated all
the NCAA
of them.
Got involved.
Yes. Anyway, they were cooking, man. Like they put up, even if you take away the what I would call the barely a touchdown drive because it was one play, 1 yard, 31 points by the offense on 408 yards of offense. Like you throw up, I think, a change of pace package if you think one of two things is the case. Your current quarterback is good but struggles in a very specific way where Fields would help you demonstrably. Or you think Fields is so overwhelming in one particular setting that you have to get him on the field. Does any of that seem like it's the case at least after one game? I would say no. He's not so unbelievable. He's great down by the goal line, but that's generally where Russ has been good too. 20 touchdowns, one pick in the red zone last year. And the problem is, like, if you're going to come up with a Justin Fields set of plays or package of plays, you had better be willing to let him throw the ball as part of that package of plays. Because if it turns into
it's not a wildcat formation. It's not a running back.
But you know what I mean. Most people now who've seen Russ for one game and had this, like, breath of fresh air would say, well, if you're going to put Fields in there, you better let it be for, like, designed runs. No. If he's going to actually go in there, you better have the full menu available to him. Like that, whatever that 10-play package would be, it better be like 6 runs, 4 passes, 5 and 5. But because I'm putting all these conditions on it, I just say no.
So I disagree with you, but it comes with a couple of like qualifiers. The Giants are one of the worst run defenses in the league. I think over their last, in the month of October, teams are averaging, this seems like a made-up stat, because Saquon went for 10 yards a carry against them. Mm-hmm. They're averaging 6.5 yards per rushing attempt. They're hideous. So here's why I'm getting Justin Fields ready. If the Steelers do what they've done all season offensively and they're slow out of the gate, I'm not plugging Justin Fields in for extra plays, say, the first series of the second quarter. But if it lingers and it's a low-scoring game at halftime, and my offense has not found any rhythm against a bad defense, I want to attack them where they're vulnerable And I'm gonna draw up plays for a dual threat quarterback to go in there and take advantage of a team's weakness. I mean, I think there are games where you look at your team, the team you're playing, and you think, okay, they've got a bad slot corner, so I'm going to play Calvin Austin more. They've got their linebackers are weak in coverage. I'm going to want to get the ball to my tight ends more. They're bad against the rush, running the ball between the tackles, so give it to Najee. If a team is not good, look at Jalen Hurts last week. If a team's not good against the run game in a running quarterback, and I'm in a rut during the game, I'd be foolish not to use Fields.
Do you think Wilson would be pissed off by that?
I honestly don't care. I honestly don't, because I don't think he has any recourse. Like, if he gets angry over that, what is he going to do? Refuse to sign an extension with the Steelers in the offseason? I don't really think that.
It just, honestly, man, the fact that you're bringing this up, my main point of disagreement is just like, it gets too close to, if you have two quarterbacks you're willing to use, do you really have any? I know that Russ would then be the presumably still entrenched guy, but I don't know. It feels gimmicky to me.
But no doubt. But my rebuttal is, for an offense that is still, I think, short on playmakers, Pickens is coming off his best game and Najee looked great. So, and they scored a bunch of points. So it's easy for us in the like wanderlust of that game to lose sight of the fact that still offensively they are not very deep or very talented. I think we all agree that Justin Fields is still one of their best athletes and one of their best playmakers as a runner. If you're struggling in a game, I see no reason why not to involve him in some ways to try to give your team a boost or a kickstart.
The problem
a shot in
is,
the arm.
I feel like if you don't have a struggling offense, there's no reason to get him on the field, obviously. But like, he is so good physically, the only other way would almost be in like a trick play situation, which I don't want. I don't want something that's like, oh, put him out there two quarterbacks at once or something goofy, and Russell Wilson splits out
wide. Well, like that trick
wide.
Play they did against the Cowboys that was... Or
burn it.
Against, yeah, that was one of the worst plays I've ever seen in my entire... the Raiders.
Here's the thing. Everyone said this when, like, even before Russ came back, when it was obvious the week running up to it that it was going to be Russ's job last week. I said, oh, Fields could play the slash Stewart role.
Well, I don't want him catching footballs.
No, but the problem with that is... Because like, that's the most logical application of, if he's so good physically and he's so talented, you'd want to get him out there some way. Let Russ throw him the ball. He's never done it. Cordell Stewart, the day they drafted him, like, they primed him for that role right off the bat. You can't. So it's not as simple as, just split him out wide, teach him how to run routes. You basically have to incorporate him into the running game, or you have to be willing to let him throw a bomb or something.
Donnie, did Russell Wilson play so well that you look at Justin Fields as a strict backup now and you don't want to incorporate him into anything?
I definitely look at it differently than I did 7 days ago, let's say, before we saw how well the offense was under his control. I mean, I would still, though, have it like in the back pocket, thinking like, hey, as a change of pace, maybe if we do need something, a little bit of a spark, like maybe something's just not working, or we do really feel like how a play with him would go in a certain down and distance situation. Like, I would keep that thought in my mind, but certainly not pushing for it like we were a week ago. I think that was just because, like, prisoner of the moment, we were thinking, well, we know what Fields can do, at least this season. We have no idea what Russ will look like. Now it's pretty flipped because of how good Russ actually looked.
But the one thing I'll say, though, is if we think that Tomlin is still like aware of Justin Fields' feelings and wants to placate him and keep him happy, might he do that just to...
Maybe. You know what I wouldn't? What I was going to say, though?
Keep a smile on his face.
Well, I think what would put a bigger smile on his face is this. I would rather... If you think you're really going to get an edge from doing this, like you really think that making a package of plays that you are intending to run in the game is going to be a net benefit, I'd wait to unleash it for like the Ravens for the better part of your schedule, where you might need an edge against Baltimore. Right this second, how much of an underdog would they be in that first Ravens game? It's here, but I think they'd still be like
a smaller one,
like a 3 to 4 point underdog, somewhere in that range.
Yep.
Wait for a game like that where on paper maybe people don't think you're going to be in it. Do it in a higher profile. I know this is a national TV game. That first Ravens game is 1 o'clock. Do it in a higher profile setting against a better opponent where you might actually need it. What I would rather see them do against the Giants, quite honestly, that team sucks. You just said it. They can't defend the run. There's nobody worse in the league at it. Go out there and whoop their ass. This should be, by rights, a third straight route for them.
The first possession of the third quarter, Donnie remembers this. He was in his seats the entire time. He didn't leave to get a hot dog because he wanted to watch the
74. You didn't even leave to go to the bathroom?
No, he didn't.
Oh, bladder of steel. Very good. That won't keep up in your 30s.
When the Steelers settled for a field goal to go up 16-13 and didn't score a touchdown when they had a first and goal at the Jets 3, the plays were Jaylen Warren run, incomplete pass to Pickens, incomplete pass to Jefferson, field goal. I think one of those plays should be a Fields play.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind like those situations. I think because we know that when it comes to ad-libbing plays too, especially in that area of the field, toss him in there.
Okay. Chris, I'd rather have Fields run the ball there than Warren.
Okay, so here's what I would say, Donnie. Just going along with what you guys are saying, not that I would necessarily do this. If you got to that point though, if you're going to take Wilson out, it should be on the first down play, first and goal.
I'd say first or second down.
I would almost limit it to first, and it should be very specific. Fields is in the gun. It is a run-pass option type of play. That is, I think that is the application of him that you would want.